From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. I regret this already.
All right, DM Deep Dive time. Love this part of the show.
Shem, what do we got?
Abigail says, did you ever go through an emo stage when you were a teenager? And if you did, what age and how long did it last?
But emo is like generation specific, though. Like there was no such thing as emo when I was young. You were the goth was just starting to be a thing. And then before that, it was like you were just like new wave is, but I guess, the aesthetic of it.
Wasn't emo like black hair pushed forward and you didn't talk?
No, yeah, but that didn't exist. Like that sort of labeling didn't exist when I was younger.
I dated an emo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Emo was just like emotional. Yeah. I'm so emotional.
And then you ended up marrying him.
No, no, that wasn't the emo.
Oh,
no,
Matthew. Damn.
No, my first Justin was emo.
Damn. Like how emo?
Oh, black hair, the clothing, emo clothing.
Yeah, because there was emo and then there was scene. You remember the scene look?
No.
Where like guys, scene, Google it right now. Go scene look. It was a very, very popular look where guys had that sort of like spiky hair with the long bangs. And
oh my
like,
God.
Yeah.
You don't remember that? You don't remember that look at all?
No.
The scene.
Mm-hmm. This guy looks like he should be in Beetlejuice.
They were called scene kids. Yeah, they all look like anime characters.
Wow,
right?
Look at his hair. Look at this.
Yeah.
You're right. Anime is like the perfect way to describe
it. Yeah. I stumbled on an article one time where it was people who have grown up, but they posted pictures of themselves beside their scene selves.
Yeah.
And they're shocking, like how different people look once you take away the black hair dye and the black eye makeup. Although I did that. Like I dyed my hair black and blonde and red, and I used to wear a ton of eye makeup, but like I was never
emo.
That
was just last week.
No, shut up. I was never emo, right? Like
emo.
You were never emo. You had long hair though.
I did. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Silky smooth. Mocha was punk.
Yeah. No, I wasn't.
Punk? What are you talking about?
With the long hair and the earrings? Wasn't that punk?
Then you know nothing about punk.
Jesus. If you have nothing to contribute, like
just don't.
Just sit, listen, man.
Yeah, Shem, okay. I'm curious about your emo phase.
I never really had an emo phase.
Actually, I would say you're in it.
Right now?
Yeah.
Why? I would say,
is this not the most emotional you think you've ever been?
No.
No?
After my divorce is probably the most emotional I've ever been.
No. I don't mean, when I say emotional, I don't mean like a suck. I mean like emotional, like in tune with your emotions.
Wait, hold on.
Oh my God, the look on Shem's face changed so quick just now when you said that. That was great.
I think now I'm emo.
Next DM, please, Chef.
Jersey writes, for Mocha, oh my.
What?
If the other guys were single and interested, would you be okay with them dating one of your sisters?
No.
Wow.
That's too close.
Really?
Yeah, way too close.
Come on. Like, we're all good guys here.
What about just a one-night stand then?
No, shut up, man.
Is that worse?
I'm about to go into the emo stage right now.
Is that worse, though? Is that worse?
Yes.
Yes.
Of course it is.
Okay.
Yes, that's worse. No. There's no way. Because we all work together. And, like, I don't want to be involved, like, if you guys are, you know, in an argument or
oh, my God. Could you imagine just the feeling and the seething rage you would have if I was like dating your sister and then you walked by me one time and I just quickly shut my phone?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, yeah, I'd be like, what are you doing over there?
You would be.
Yeah, was that my sister?
Yeah.
Right? Or if you came in here one day and you were in like a really great mood, right? And I'd be like, what'd you get up to yesterday? Why are you in such a good mood? And you're like, yeah, you can't say, but then it's, you know, like I would know, but no.
And you would know because I'd smell like a perfume.
Why you gotta say that? Why you gotta say that? Where's my emo music?
And you would work. You know what would be the best part? Is that you and I work together like every day. We know each other so well. The best part would be on a day when I'm not even with her, where she just showed up at your parents' house while you were there, like for a brunch or something, wearing one of my big t-shirts.
I'd leave. I would absolutely leave. Yeah. I gotta go. Something's came up. I gotta go. Next DM, please, Chef.
Erica writes, "We need more schmo. I love Maury and Shem and want to hear a segment with the two of them. Maybe they could invite each other into their world and do a whole segment about it. I think it would be hilarious. Love you guys. Roz and Mocha, you've been at my car buddies for 10 years. Thanks for the ride."
So what do they mean by invite each other into your worlds? What does
that
mean?
I can tell you what I think it means.
Yeah, go for it.
Like that Shem comes over and we hang out like watching stuff on my couch.
But how's that entertaining for people?
And we like tape it.
I think you, Maury, I think you gotta like shoot for some something a little bit better than "I have a great idea. Why don't Shem and I watch television?"
Oh, it's not my great idea. I'm trying to what they might mean.
Right, like maybe like Shem brings you to some sort of.
I want to go to church with Shem.
You need to come to my black barber, man.
Yes,
oh,
that's the idea.
Yeah,
this is how you workshop it.
Schmo at the barber.
Yes,
I'm gonna give you a whole lineup and everything.
Yes.
What?
Yes,
nice little fade.
Yes, you need to go to Shem's black barber.
What if
Maury?
It becomes my favorite place on earth?
It will.
What's wrong with that?
No, like then I'm always there. Like, is that too close to home for you, Shem? Like, if I'm always at your barber,
you got something wrong with my barber?
No, you know what's gonna happen, Shem? I know what this happens. As soon as you introduce somebody in that you know into Maury's life, they're gonna just start texting. Like, Maury's gonna text them nonstop. That's just what happens.
We cannot,
because that's what happened with me and your mom, right?
Yeah, exactly, and everybody else.
Who's mom?
Yeah, my mom.
Oh, I was about to say.
Yeah. I smell like her too, Shem.
Today's DM deep dive. Thank you for sending in the DMs. This is awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, not so much
a
Shem.
Yeah, great.
Sorry,
Shem. Yeah, great.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama, so why us?
We do the DM deep dive every day here on the Roz and Mocha Show. And today, the DMs have been blowing up. Actually, the past couple of days, they've been blowing up more than ever.
Because it's race day. It is Shem versus Mocha. All going down right after Mixo de Mayo today. Mixo starts at 8, by the way. And then we'll go right into the race right after Climax wraps up. 100 meters to settle it all. This is what we've been working towards for like months now. Months. And you guys got a lot of questions.
A lot.
Come on, Shemroy. You can barely walk. God.
Shem's dad, by the way.
Oh, that scared me. Holy cow.
Come on, Shemroy. You can barely walk.
Oh, my favorite was when your mom was like, "Have you seen that belly?" And one of them told you that the only place that you're going to be running to is the bathroom?
Yeah, that's true.
So,
yeah.
Hold on. You know what? Let's go back and read. Before we get to the DM.
Hey, mom, dad. Can you guys come over here for a second? I got something to tell you.
Are you finally having a baby?
You're giving me grandchildren?
Okay, no, nobody's having kids. I'm actually going to be running.
Yeah, for mayor?
No offense, Shem, but I don't think you can win.
Okay, no, I'm not running for office. I'm running a race, like a running race against Mocha.
That's a joke. Yeah. You mean you guys are going to have the EMS on standby?
No, look. So someone wrote into the show and, you know, they asked who could win a race between myself and Mocha. And Mocha and I kind of went back and forth.
And you said you could win?
Shem, come on. This ain't the 90s. It's not even 1993 or 2013. It's not 2023.
Okay. Like, y'all really don't think that I can be Mocha?
Shemmy, mom loves you.
I love you too.
But there's no, you're in no shape to run anywhere but to the bathroom.
Or to the kitchen.
Look at that stomach. Wow.
Come on, Shemroy. You can barely walk. I saw you limping for a while. Didn't you pull a groin just the other day?
You believe that's how he pulled his groin?
That's how my mom set me up there. Shamra, I love you. Oh, thanks, Mom. Yeah. But yeah, you're fat and can't win.
Look at that stomach.
God, damn. Come on, Shamra. You can barely walk.
So, okay.
Okay.
Everyone, come on, focus.
Okay, yes, focus.
DM deep dive.
Right. Do we have anything? What do we have? What do the people want to know? Okay, go ahead, Shem.
Lots of DMs today.
Okay.
All right. Commissioner Gordon writes, at least Mocha will look really fly while getting smoked by Shem, referring to his New Balance fit.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Mystery Customs says Shem will kick Mocha's ass even if he's injured. Thank you for that confidence. I appreciate that. Evil Tracy G writes, Shem for the distance due to those long legs, but Mocha will be dealing with less wind resistance due to being so little.
Hey! Oh, wait, so this ain't gonna win?
I think they're gonna win. Yeah,
I'm starting to realize that this might have been a mistake allowing Shem to curate the DM deep dive questions.
Oh, well, there are others.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's see here. Alessandro writes, Shem is a big poppy. He can't win. Mocha for president? Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Mocha for the win. Shem is going to lose, cramp up, and say the reason he lost is because it's too cold outside.
Come on, Shemra. You can barely walk.
Yep.
Yep. There's that. This is a soccer reference, so I don't get it. Okay.
Just read it anyway.
Read it anyway. Oh,
okay. This one says Shem is like Messi, he has pure talent. And just shows up. And Mocha is like Ronaldo, works hard to get everything he wants, so it will be tough.
Okay, yeah, sure. I get that. What's not to get about that, Shem? You Luddite?
Okay. Don't you understand soccer?
Okay, go ahead.
Let's see. Mocha all the way. Sorry, Mocha Team Shem is going to lay a smackdown on you. Hashtag Team Shem.
Wow.
Oh, sorry, Shem. Mocha's going to win unless a bike gets in the way. LOL.
Oh,
but
shut good up. Luck to,
but good luck to both of you guys.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Oh, so man. This is so good. I wish I could say who I thought. I wish Maury could say, we can't because we're just part of the event, right? Like, we can't get that involved.
But, what are the DMs do we have?
But Shem, I'll wink at you.
Someone just mimicked my dad and said, come on, Shemra, you can barely walk.
Come on, Shemra, you can barely walk.
Oh, God.
Hold on, let me get to the other favorite part.
Yeah.
We're about to the bathroom.
Or to the kitchen.
Look at that stomach.
Look at that.
That's what love
stomach.
Looks like.
Damn. All right. Exactly. Any other non-race related DMs?
Oh, yes. Yeah. We got a few of those. Give me 1 second here. Echo writes, I think you guys are going to have to plan a day where we show Maury how much we appreciate him. Because sucking at everything all the time sounds like it's taking a toll on him.
Hold on. Let's look for the upside in this comment.
I thought we were doing all race stuff.
I know, that's what I thought too, but I'm willing to pivot for this question.
Come on, Shemroy.
Okay. Maury, would you like to have a day dedicated just to you?
Always, every day.
Okay. I don't mind the idea, but if the idea is framed around the fact that you need it because you suck at everything, would you still want that day?
Absolutely.
Okay. Maybe
who would say no to that?
Maybe we can work towards something like that.
Thank you very much for all of your DMs.
The only DM?
That's all we got time for.
Do the DM deep dive every single day on the Roz and Mocha Show. Keep them coming in. And by the way, runner, winner, winner is happening today. Myself, Mocha versus Shem. It all goes down right after Mixo de Mayo with DJ Climax at 8 o'clock. What, Shem? What?
One last message. Yeah. Someone says, I just figured out what the 25K sound is. It's the future sound of Shem collapsing during the race.
Oh. Damn, son.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. Our DM is where all the weird lives.
Yeah, it's time once again to see what y'all are saying in the DMs because they have been crazy for almost 24 straight hours.
Yes.
My battery on my phone drained yesterday because of all the comments.
Everything gets filtered through to Shem, which is unfortunate on a day like today.
Lucky me.
Shem, what do we got in the DMs? What do people want to know post-race day?
Lots and lots of reaction.
Quick to note. Yeah. I know I've played this instrumental in the background many times on the show over the years. I didn't select it today because of the song title, but I just realized what the song title is.
Yeah. What's
it's called? A Canadian artist. Her name is Shy Wisdom.
Yeah.
And the song title of this is Take the L.
And you know what? I got a lot of people who just replied L in my DMs.
Oh, no!
Just L. Just the letter L. Yeah.
Okay.
Had that a couple times.
Okay, Shem, here we go.
All right. Some of the comments read, congrats, Guyanese Dream. Guyanese Dream 2, better... Oh, better. Oh, I probably should have. Nope, I can't say that one. Yeah, Guyanese slang. Okay.
Oh, now I want to know.
What's the first letter?
R. Mm. And ends in double S.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, bravo.
Yeah. Firstly, that was by far the best radio segment I've ever heard. Amazing production, super entertaining. Congrats to the Guyanese Dream.
Yes.
Right. Was so fun. Congrats to Mocha. I was even unconsciously breathing harder too, even though I was just standing here.
Maybe it was breathing hard.
Yeah, well.
Yo,
for yourself.
You guys were mic'd up, and that's all I could hear, right? Like, all like, it was the best. Your like little feet, like.
What's little?
Sorry. Someone else wrote, just heard Shem lose to Mocha. Can't sing and can't even beat an older man in a foot race. Yikes.
Okay, I take offense to that. Older man?
Yeah. Can't sing.
I can't sing. Taking my shots at my singing. Oh, this is my favorite.
No, I'm like, I disagree with that highly.
Yeah, do I. And I can sing.
Okay, yeah.
We were racing and singing. Different story. Oh, okay. Damn. Someone writes.
Oh, you want about?
Was this race in slow-mo?
Oh, damn.
Oh, yeah. I saw that a lot.
Because
there was another account that posted a video. The video that we posted.
Yeah.
Big up to Scarborough Spots. Mm-hmm. Always big supporters of the Roz and Mocha Show. And somebody in that comment, first of all, they flame both of us in the comment section of that account.
They?
Yeah. I thought, like, yo.
What about Hometown Pride?
Like, exactly. Our hometown, right? No. But everybody, like, even though I caught the L in the comments there.
Yeah.
But somebody said, that was the fastest, slowest race I've ever seen.
Someone else wrote, Shem looked like a big highlighter and lost. Loser.
Oh.
Shout out to New Balance Toronto for the fit. Appreciate that.
I love that.
Someone else wrote, Mocha, I acknowledge you as my tribal chief.
Hey.
Shem, you a scrub.
Oh.
That's right, head of the table.
Mocha, congrats on your win. Shem, no thanks to you, I lost $30 on this bet. I hope you're happy, loser.
The Honda dealership that I take my Pilot to get serviced.
Yeah.
Hashtag Pilot Nation. The manager there, George, he was like, you gonna win this race? I'm like, yeah, of course I am. And he said, if you win, you get a free oil change.
Really?
I'm like, great. What? Save some bucks. And he goes, what do I get if you lose? Yeah. I said, I'll do an oil change on your car.
Do you even know how?
Kind of. Let's watch a YouTube video. Don't worry.
Good thing.
What else, Shem?
It's Shem's reflection rolling in the window for me. Oh. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah. Hit that finish line. And what happened? You tripped or was it like a last?
No, my leg just gave out, quite frankly.
Yeah, because I didn't know. I couldn't tell if you dove for the finish line.
Because somebody else made that comment.
One last ditch effort to try and win. Like you just thrust yourself so hard.
Yeah. No, that wasn't the case. I just gave up.
You collapsed.
Yeah, just flat out collapsed. Oh, this is my favorite. This one's for you, Maury. This is the weirdest game of broken telephone ever.
Oh, yeah. When Maury was going in between the dressing rooms.
Yeah.
God, that was so
funny. Which
are
like basically beside each other. I would say one thing, Maury completely messes up the the sentence when he had to go relay it back to Shem. And then same thing.
Much to remember.
Oh, God, it was my favorite.
Yeah.
I love that part.
Mocha catching that corner like an absolute pro. He was the best.
Lots
Who
of
said that.
That?
Andre DeGrasse?
No.
Listen, Andre, if you need help training, I got you.
Someone says, am I the only one surprised by how slow they ran? The way they hyped themselves up, I thought they would be a lot faster.
like how fast?
Jeez. I saw a lot of people in the comments saying, was this footage slowed down? No, damn it!
Yeah. And then a comment from my parents. Congratulations, Mocha.
Oh, damn.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
damn. Come on, Shemroy. Oh, you can barely walk.
Yeah. And finally, from Shem's mom.
Shemmy, mom loves you, but there's no, you're in no shape to run anywhere but to the bathroom.
Thank you for all the DMs.
Yeah, thanks.
Keep flooding the DMs, and we'll talk about them again on tomorrow's show.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. When you have nothing to say, why do you always say it to us?
All right, let's have some fun. Time for the DM deep dive. All the DMs that you send in to us here at Kiss make their way over to Shem, and then Shem brings them to the show.
What do we got in the DMs today, Shem?
Kayla writes, hi, Roz and Mocha. I'm a big fan and listen to your show all the time. Currently on episode 350 of the podcast. I drive between Newmarket, Ontario, and Ottawa a lot to visit my family and friends and listen to you guys the whole way.
Wow.
When I got home, I came to play pickleball with my dad and his friends and love seeing him in his element. It's been cool seeing my parents grow and change over the years. Just like parents watching their kids grow, I find it awesome to see my parents enjoying new things and learning new things about themselves. Over the years, have you ever experienced a moment like that with your parents?
Yes. I would say in the past, actually it happened before COVID. My parents, every single day, mm-hmm. would wake up at like 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
and they would go to Planet Fitness for when they open at like 6.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd work out. They'd do cardio, whatever, 5 days a week. And they'd go to Planet Fitness for like an hour and a half.
Still doing it?
And they still do
really?
It
Good
every
for them.
Single
Good
weekday. Yeah. And then when they're done, they go home. Sometimes they go to the mall and they go grab coffee at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Right? And then they go home, shower, and then they got the rest
See,
of the day.
That's awesome. My yeah. dad's not in any position to learn anything new at this point.
Jeez. Bro. Why you gotta say that? We all know he passed, okay? Why you gotta make things awkward?
Dude just went to mom, bro.
Yeah, like, you know, we read the book. It was very sad, okay? Good night, Roadrunner. Like, come on.
Okay.
Oh, man.
It's so awkward in here now.
My mom, I'm trying to think because, you know what, I would say that my mom, she developed like a sort of sense of adventure for a little while because after my dad died, my mom, like my grandfather, I guess, died shortly thereafter. And then my grandmother, who was a real pain in the ass, moved in with my mom. So my mom went from like having a wonderful life to a widow to then her father dies to then having to live with my crusty grandmother.
Right.
And so she did that for like years. And then after that, she sort of had this like real adventurous streak in her where she was going places and all that stuff, which she had just never done because my dad never traveled anywhere. So it was really, really great when my mom sort of, you know, took off. Like I think she went down to like Arizona and all this stuff, just like places that she wanted to see because I never saw that side of my mom before. Yeah. I never saw a side of my mom where she was excited to go somewhere.
Your
right?
mother also had like a really cool painting phase where she started doing art.
She
stuff.
Still does. They still yeah. paint. Yeah, yeah, I shouldn't say that. Her, my mom and her husband, Kevin, they have a bedroom in their apartment that is just like an art studio where they just sit
beautiful.
And they paint. And
I
they,
have two of their pieces.
They, do you? Really?
Yeah.
That's
what?
So funny. That's yeah. so funny. But yeah, so she does that. So yes, my mom, yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right, Maury. Thank you for that, for reminding me of that. And here's the sort of artsy stuff that she does is really good to see. Yeah.
And then of course, like with kids, like, I mean, every single day I'm proud of something that my son does or says, or just like surprised and shocked by like what it is he learned at school that day or that week.
And
right.
And you're in prime years for that.
Yeah.
Right. Like that 5, 6, 7 kind of thing. They just are learning so much. Like Mocha's kid go-karts. I'm like, he drives. He's 5.
Yeah.
Right.
I
and,
know.
He, and he drives. Like it's the coolest thing in the world.
45 kilometers an hour.
Yes. It's the coolest thing in the world.
Rips around the track. It's incredible. Yeah. What else we got today, Shem?
Aries writes, Shem seems to get a lot more voice work than Maury. How does he get more? And does Maury get jealous?
I was wondering when this was going to come up on the show. Because forever, Maury had been like the voice guy. Like, he's on a lot of the commercials on the station, and he had this agent. He was always going out. He would have auditions. We would talk about it all the time. We've sort of stopped talking about that a little bit. Like, there's not a lot of bloopers anymore with Maury. And all the conversations have been everybody who hears Shem now reading commercials on television and on the radio station and everything else. Maury, is this any sort of problem for you?
No, not really. I still audition all the time. It's still a passion of mine.
But Shem gets the jobs, though.
I mean, there's a union strike. I'm not allowed to get non-union work.
You didn't get work before the union strike, though.
Okay, I don't know what to say.
What was the question, Shem? What was the question?
Shem seems to get a lot more voice work. A lot was in capital letters, by the way.
Yes.
Than Maury. How does he get more work, and does Maury get jealous?
Do you get jealous, Maury?
Yeah, okay, sure, yeah.
Just be honest. This is a place where we're trying to have an honest conversation here. You do.
Yes.
You do.
So there, when some of Shem's commercials come on TV, which you sound amazing in, Shem.
Thanks,
you
know, man.
I've told you that.
Yeah.
Matthew will put his hand on my knee because he knows it bothers me. Only because, not because I'm not happy for you. You know that I like it, but only because it is literally my true passion.
Yes.
And it's nothing.
Gee, thanks.
It's even when.
Go ahead.
Even when I see a commercial that I did audition for on TV, that hurts more.
Man, right. My commercials play a lot, too.
I know they do. they do a lot. I'll tell you, I've been in the car with Maury because Maury and I used to drive together all the time, right? Like, a commercial would come on the radio that was just, I don't even know who would voice it, just somebody. And Maury would, like, say it out loud. Like, he would just do the commercial. Like, the commercial would end and Maury would just, like, do it, but to me. Like, he's so into reading commercials. It's the weirdest thing. And like, a commercial would end and it would be like, you know, get your pumpkins at Luigi's, pumpkins, right? Luigi. And Maury would go, get your pumpkins at Luigi's.
No, it's like, more like, get your pumpkins at Luigi's.
Yeah, that's what he would do.
Thank you for all your DMs. We talk about them every day, so keep them coming in. They go to Shem. Shem brings them to the radio. Thank you, Shem.
Yeah, ma'am.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.